Hi everyone, Gina Aliotti here. This week's mantra is reflect and regroup. You're like, really, Gina, we're doing more reflecting? We're going to reflect again. Didn't we just do that? Yes, I am so big on reflecting. I don't feel like we give ourselves enough time, enough space to actually sit in stillness and reflect. And it's not until we sit in stillness and commit to a little bit of reflection that we're able to look back, see where we need to grow, see where we need to pivot, see where we need to change, see where we need to regroup. And the reason I'm coming up with this mantra this week is as I'm sitting here recording this mantra, it is the graduation of the GFIT Academy for the first students. And I am so excited and so grateful that they took on this journey for themselves and that we were able to walk this path together. But as I sit here and reflect and regroup, because, you know, there's been a lot of things that have happened over the past 12 weeks. And let's circle back to over a year ago when I sat with myself and reflected and was like, you know what? I want to do something bigger. I want to connect with the tribe on a deeper level. And that is when I put together the GFIT Academy as an all-inclusive blueprint of walking the path beyond the workouts into the mindset. And really, how do we cultivate this lasting consistency and indomitable mindset that keeps us showing up day after day? And that's really what this is about. Yes, we can get a good workout in. Yes, we can get some killer recipes. But the key is, how do we keep showing up no matter what? How do we keep putting that foot, that next foot in front of the other and keep stepping? And how do we keep doing this when life throws us curveballs? And so it was through that reflection and also reflecting into my inner passion, which is helping people on a deep level. I don't want to say I'm a life coach because I'm not a life coach, but I have realized that I love helping people navigate through life. I love helping people show up their best versions beyond the action of a workout, beyond digging into the pantry. That is my true passion as I've continued on throughout the years. And so as I sit here in reflection over the past 12 weeks, I'm regrouping as to what are some things that I will do differently next time, because we always learn. Was it perfect? No. And that's the other part of the reflection, is that I was taking so long to pull the trigger on opening the doors and getting this whole academy into action because of the fear of wanting things to be perfect. And I was like, oh gosh, what if this? And I was, all the questions, all these things I teach, I was going through myself. And I had to just finally say, Gina, your mantra for the year is do it. Freaking do it already, because that is where we learn and that is where we grow. If we think that our journey is going to be perfect, if we think that we're going to start a course and that we're going to be perfect, we're wrong. Everything that we do, there's no such thing as perfect. So we have to just step into this messy space. And that's kind of, I had a hard conversation with myself during another reflection moment where I was like, what do you have to lose? And ask yourself these questions. What do I have to lose? You have nothing to lose and so much to gain by walking into that fear, by walking into the what ifs, by walking into the questions, by not knowing and not having all the answers. It's a very vulnerable space. But by taking that step and walking in, that is where we learn, we grow, and we can reflect on how we're going to pivot and how we're going to regroup and do things differently. We don't grow if we're sitting here in stillness. And so as I'm sitting here, I'm like, you know, a year and a half ago, I remember at the first GFIT retreat, gosh, it feels like yesterday. I had that moment there where I said, I want to do this academy. I even mentioned it to the girls that were there. And this is how long it's taken for me to actually pull the trigger and say, do it already. It took me that long to sit there and to have the questions. And I just had to move into action. So as I'm sitting here reflecting on all of the amazing things and also regrouping on how I would shift and pivot differently, the bigger message here is that we have to reflect. And, you know, it's not just a weekly reflection. I encourage you to do this daily. Reflect on where you were 12 weeks ago. Reflect on where you were the beginning of this year. Reflect on where you were yesterday. Reflect on where you were this morning. How did you show up for yourself? How did you take messy action? How did you get out of your own way and do the damn thing? Those are the questions that I ask myself daily. In the morning when I wake up and I have that me time, and at the end of the day when I sit there in bed by myself in stillness, I reflect. And we cannot stop reflecting. This isn't just like a weekly mantra. This is a daily. This is a double daily. This is something that you should be doing constantly. Because if we actually take the time to sit in stillness, we can either do two things. We can give ourselves kudos for taking action, for getting out of our own way. Or we can say, wow, this is what I would do differently. This is where I'm going to regroup and I'm going to pull it together. And this is where I'm going to take that action step. I realized that the reason why I had that BLT was because I was in my car and I wasn't prepared. And the minute I got home, I was ravenous. And so I grabbed those BLTs. See, but it's not until you reflect and you regroup and you take those steps that you actually come up with these conclusions. And I just think that we're so busy in this day and age that we don't give ourselves that time to reflect. And I don't want this to just be a Sunday thing. I don't want this just to be an unplugged day where we journal and reflect. This needs to be a daily. This needs to be a daily so that you can celebrate your wins and you can pivot and regroup where you may need to just pick it up a little bit. So this week, whatever it is, something big, something small, I encourage you to do a double day. Do a double day reflection. When you first wake up, reflect on the day, reflect on the year, whatever it may be. It's your own personal reflection. There's no right or wrong. And at the end of the day, in stillness, and I don't want you doing this when your kids are running around or you're in the middle of multitasking, it really has to be during moments of stillness, calm, and quiet. Sit down with yourself, reflect, and regroup. And there's so much that will come from that. So if you're listening to this and you're one of my GFIT Academy girls, I'm so, so proud of you for taking action, because just like I had to take messy action and just like I had to walk into that space of vulnerability and I had to have the courage to do the damn thing, you also had to have the courage. And each and every single one of you that's showing up for our GFIT workouts every single day and putting yourself in this space and posting up your first selfie and doing all of these things that we do, I'm giving you credit as well, because this is definitely a space that needs to be reflected on. And this is definitely a space that I know is not easy to walk into. And it wasn't easy for me to do the damn thing, to say I'm doing it, but I did it. And now fast forward, as I reflect, I'm feeling pretty proud. And I want you to do the same thing on a daily. I want you to feel proud of those steps that you took. And then think about where you may pivot and where you may need to grow and where you may need to put a little bit more attention. All right, my friends, this week, double day reflection. And I hope that we carry this on into the weeks, a double day, sometime in the morning during stillness and sometime in the evening during stillness and quiet, when you can actually sit and think and hear your thoughts and turn inward and reflect and regroup. All right, my friends, have an incredible day, and I cannot wait to see you real soon.